Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Yeah, I was wondering if you guys provide financing for telecom receivables.
Sure.
Tier 1 receivables.
Yes, yes. Did you by chance receive a mailer from us in the mail? Or?
No. You know, I actually have a friend who is what he considers to be like a tier 2.
Okay.
So he's got a lot of tier 1 contacts, and he can, you know, he stands in the middle between tier 1s and tier 3s, you know, the interconnects. When, for example, a tier 1 needs to make a call from New York to South Africa, it has to go through a couple of different interconnects, maybe 3 or 4.
Right.
And those guys need financing because the tier 1s pay in 30 days or 60 days, et cetera.
Okay. Okay. So...
I'm wondering if you guys finance. So what would happen is there's an interconnect switch that everyone agrees to that counts the number of minutes.
Okay.
And then, so let's say 100 minutes go across on Monday. The amount of financing is only for confirmed business. So on Tuesday or Wednesday, whatever, you would finance the business that was already terminated and done on Monday.
Okay, so
follow what I'm saying. So it's not like credit card receivables. It's already business that's been done. It's just that he can't wait 60 to 90 days to receive payment.
I understand. So in essence, like a bridge loan of sorts, because the slow
Yeah. I guess. I mean, so many people call it so many different names. I don't know what to say anymore. They call it a lending facility. You know, you can say factoring, bridge loan, whatever, but
what
makes it, I think, really attractive is that the number one, the tier one is fully aware, the you know, this is all transparent. They would agree to send the money to a lockbox or a bank account of your choosing. They just don't want to send it to multiple bank accounts. They just want to use one bank account.
Okay.
And then everyone agrees to what the number of minutes were because of the interconnect switch.
Okay.
So, you know, it's pretty... Now the other thing is these are going to be all in euros, and most of the calls are going to be with European Indian tier one.
So, in essence, so is this money going to remain in the United States?
No, it never comes to the United States, or it's all European.
Okay, this is
kind
of like new territory for me. This is something that I haven't encountered before. I think that it's got to be within the United States as far as the money is concerned for us to be able to do something. Is the company located in the United States?
No. The company's located in Milan. Most of the contracts, I mean, I would say almost all the contracts are going to be with like Deutsche Telekom, France Telecom, or Tata out of India, or somebody else. They're all going to be European calls going from Europe to somewhere else, or coming back from somewhere else to Europe, type of thing.
Okay. So there is the company itself that would be bringing on this capital is not located in the United States.
No, but they're open to, well, that's the first thing. Secondly, all the business is obviously done in euros.
Yeah.
So, but they're open, you know, they can, the contract can be designated to anybody else, so it doesn't matter what the bank is or where the bank is located. It's just that you're also going to have, if you're only dealing in dollars, you're going to have currency risk as well, I guess.
Yeah, so we only deal in dollars. I don't know. This is, again, this is like a completely new situation for me. I could actually look into it for you, but I could honestly think that since the company is not located in the United States, it's going to be an issue.
Oh, okay. I actually just did a quick internet search, and I figured Cardiff would, would be more European than U.S. But aren't you guys a European bank?
Initially established, yes, in England, but we are located in the United States, and we deal in dollars pretty much. So outside of the United States, I think there's a lot of moving parts involved. I don't know if we would want to get involved in that.
Okay.
But let me take your number down and your name, and then I will look into it for you and see. I get you some definitive answers. What's your name?
Luke. Last name is Rahbari.
And what's a good number that I can give you a holler back when I figure out or see what's going on with this?
Call myself, 773-230-0605.
0605. Yeah, Luke, let me do a little bit of investigative work here and get you some answers.
Could I have your name?
Yeah, my name is Zach, Z-A-C-H. And then my direct dial here is 858-779-0426. But,
where are you guys located?
We're actually in San Diego, California, if you're familiar.
Oh, well, God, good for you. San Diego.
Yeah, but Luke, let me do some investigation here, and I'll try to get back to you in about an hour or so, but let me see what I can find out, if we can, you know, in fact, help you out, or if we can't, and then we'll just go from there.
Great. Thanks, Zach.
No problem, Luke. We'll talk soon.